Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host is Jerry Parrotsman.
Good morning again, and I want to remind everyone that Saturday night, Daylight Savings Time shows up. So,
Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow, right.
Wow, I had no idea myself.
So, we want all seniors to be up to date and current, so before you go to bed Saturday night, push your clocks ahead 1 hour.
Terrific.
Not honestly, back, right.
First of all, the last group, or not group, two people, Kathy and Dawn from Parker, with this Alzheimer's initiative was just tremendous. Right. And it includes everybody, but it really is. It becomes so constrictive to somebody's life when they have to deal with this. We're now going to be talking with Alyssa Catone. And Alyssa is with SAGE, Long Island. And SAGE is Services and Advocacy for LGBT Elders on Long Island. And I am definitely familiar with the organization. And actually, Alyssa and I were just talking. We did meet at a program about a year and a half ago. And that's when I wound up meeting Irene and move forward from then. But first, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, my pleasure. Absolutely.
And a couple of things. One, I mean, we're having this conversation here earlier with Parker and the importance of caregiving and the importance of sharing and people having volunteers and people having people in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And I know in the LGBT community, and I read all your stuff, and I'm familiar, it becomes much more isolated, unfortunately, which is a terrible situation.
Absolutely.
And I think that's one of the things I'd like to address today. I mean, actually, next week is the St. Patrick's Day Parade in New York City.
Right.
And Bill de Blasio will be marching for the first time because they finally are accepting an LGBT banner.
Nice.
So he hasn't been marching, and it's been ridiculous that they wouldn't let it go by St. Patrick's, from my understanding.
Of course.
Not knowing it. But, I mean, steps are being made. But in caregiving in every aspect of life, inclusion is most important, and no senior. I mean, we're going to talk about seniors, basically.
Mm-hmm.
No senior should ever be excluded.
Yeah, actually, as I was listening to the two ladies who just spoke about caregiving, I thought to myself, oh, what a great segue, caregivers or lack of caregivers is such a topic for this community, because if someone doesn't have a spouse, doesn't have children, or let's say they've been excommunicated from the family upon coming out, you know, who becomes the caregiver, you know, if they don't have family, if they don't have children? Sometimes it's the nursing home or the assisted living or the home health aide coming into the home. And what happens if they're not culturally competent? So it's all about that inclusion.
Right.
And, you know, everyone deserves the dignity and respect. And in your golden years, you should be able to talk about your family, whatever that means to you, and talk about your past life and all the things you did on the weekends and who you hung out with and all that. That has a lot to do with what we're talking about with this,
right.
You know? So
you just said cultural competence.
Yes.
I like the word, or the phrase.
It's a good one.
It's a good one. Is it yours? No.
I cannot take credit for that one. Absolutely not.
Okay. Just go deeper into that.
Sure. So studies will show this, and a lot of our SAGE Long Island members. First, I just want to give a shout out to our SAGE Long Island members and our supporters. We love you. So our SAGE Long Island members.
And what you just said is very important.
Oh, of course.
Because all these places exist because, basically, of the love and support of all the people behind you.
Absolutely.
You know, and you guys work tremendously hard. There's no question about it. But it's a small group of people taking care of really a big piece of the population.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad that you pointed that out. You know, this is a large population of people that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And some people say, you know, I've never really thought about LGBT seniors before. Well, they exist. You
right,
know,
right.
There's plenty of these folks out there, and they need a voice and they need to be heard. And they need a place and they need representation in the senior community. Absolutely. But back to cultural competence. Studies will show this, and members talk about this very openly. There is a lack of culturally competent providers. So what I mean by that is people might not have the sensitivity to this community. They might not have an understanding of where they're coming from. They might not have an understanding of their specific health needs, which there are specific health needs to this population. So it should be a topic that's discussed. It should be a conversation. It should be incorporated into in-service trainings for nursing home staff, assisted living, any senior provider, because this community has been suppressed for so long. We need to do our job now as providers to make them feel comfortable.
Right.
Safe, at home, able to share their lives. So,
Christy, are there any legal impediments now that make it more difficult for members of this community to have services, to have caregivers work with them, to have partners work with them now?
Well, I mean, legally, we're moving forward. Gay marriage is legal.
Yeah,
people are now protected. Not everyone is protected, but we're certainly making strides. But again, it ties back to that cultural competency. So do people feel comfortable calling a caregiver and accessing the help or counseling or going to the local senior center? Do they feel comfortable doing that?
So in effect, the legal barriers may be coming down, but socially and culturally, they're still there in large part.
Absolutely. You know. Absolutely. I mean, even think about non-LGBT seniors. Mm. They're coming from a time where culture was different. Laws were different. And so they might not be up to par on sensitivity. And they might have hurtful things to say, whether they mean to be offensive or not. And that creates an unsafe environment in senior centers and nursing homes. So we're trying to reduce those rates of discrimination and bigotry and homophobia and transphobia. And it's really important.
I think, actually, after this show, and you guys should get together with Kathy and Dawn.
Yeah, we were chatting. And
oh, well, yeah, because, I mean, Christina puts the greatest shows together, and whether she
great
does it on, I'm going to say she does it on purpose.
Right.
Because it really, there should be a component. If there's money coming from the state, there should be a component geared specifically for.
I'm so glad that you brought that up, because we're seeing a lot more people have this conversation and be interested. I've had, within the last, I would say, year, we've had a lot more caregiver support group leaders, adult daycare agencies come to us and say, how can we better target and better serve the LGBT community? Because we've even had members say, you know, I tried to go to a caregiver support group and I was told that my circumstances aren't the same. It's different.
Wow.
Caregiving is the same across
the
board.
Exactly. I agree 100%.
You know? So it's stuff like that. Things, you know,
but
that people bring back that we
the
say, you know
the education of that leader
yes,
who's a moron.
Yeah. Well,
can I toss the question around the other way?
Of course.
Members in your that you're working with, do they have problems when they try to volunteer? I mean, here we had two people coming from Parker talking about volunteers. Are they accepted when they come to a group such as, I don't know about Parker, who say, yes, I want to help?
I mean, unfortunately, people are leading closeted lives.
Right.
So that doesn't even come up, you know. It's very common that someone's not going to check that box on a form that says homosexual, bisexual, or transgender.
No, right. Okay.
You know, so if people aren't out, the conversation doesn't happen.
But I mean,
the person needs to be out.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
right.
because
be
you
out.
Wind up in put into a situation where the person you're taking care of is a homophobe, and then you're indirectly abused for the next 4 hours.
And you never know who's in the room. You never know what walk of life people are coming from. So it's a similar thing. If someone in the room has a child who's mentally challenged and someone says the R word, that's offensive to that parent. And the person who says the offensive word might not even know that they're offending someone.
Right.
It's the same thing with homophobic language and transphobic language. You never know who's around. You don't know how someone identifies unless they tell you 100% honestly. And we're not seeing that with our senior community. They're keeping it a secret. So some people say, you know,
someone's
sexual
orientation. It's much harder at that point. If you're 70 years old, and you haven't basically told, and maybe your partner's passed away, again, a closeted partner, you're not going into the senior center to sit down with the guys or the girls.
Well, it's interesting because a lot of people, and I've heard this from providers, from non-LGBT seniors, I've heard it in my personal life as well, you know, someone's sexual orientation is none of my business. I don't need to know what they do behind closed doors. Well, that's just not, that's not the case. I mean, yes, you know, leave the bedroom stuff for the bedroom, but being able to talk about your family,
right,
you know, that's huge. You know, that's one of the first things someone asks you when they first meet you. Oh, you know, where are you from? Do you have kids? Do you have family close by? These are questions common for older adults. And if someone has to lie and not mention the fact that they have a husband at home instead of a wife, or the fact that maybe they don't have children because that wasn't an option for them years ago, the conversation can become uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah, and it takes the person.
Right.
Has to be gutsy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To broach that conversation and say, here, let's lay it on the table.
Absolutely.
Take me or leave me.
Well, I get the sense that it's much more of a problem among seniors than it is among young people. The young people are much more accepting or understanding whatever word you want to use, and it's not a relevant issue with many young people. But with older people, there's still that sense of if you're homosexual, there has to be something wrong with you.
Absolutely, and you know so the LGBT network not only has Sage Long Island, but has Long Island Gay and Lesbian Youth legally, and you know we see the kids. Yes, they are accepted and they have a safe space, but they need help too. But yes, the seniors have very different circumstances, and unfortunately, they're a population that's become invisible. We're trying to change that.
Well, you know what it is? It's two generations. So you have the 18 and 19 year old today have lived through it, have lived through Martin Luther King, have lived through a lot. So.
Yeah.
They're not as closeted. Some of them still are. That's not a question. But actually, at this point, we have to take a break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org, and we'll be right back.